nel mondo, te mi trova sento tra il mondo e la sporta voto per flugino e le facile vento.
Did you recognize the tune, or the language for that matter? I won't keep you guessing. It was La Espero, the anthem of Esperanto. The lyrics were written by the initiator of the artificial language, Laser Ludwig Zamenhof. Estimates of how many people speak the language worldwide range from 100,000 to 2 million. In today's panorama, we take a brief look at the Czech Esperanto movement.
Unua maja post vesper, vespera maj la am sezon. Aromis bin arbar ozon, al amo logis turta kver. Silenta musk pri am susuris, am gemo in flustris arp floranta, al ros per am bon odoranta, la naitigalo amon juris.
What you've just heard were the first few verses of the Czech romantic poem Mai by Karel Hynek Mácha, translated into Esperanto by Tomáš Pumper. The verses were read by my guest, Petr Hrdle, the vice chairman of the Czech Esperanto Association. Esperanto in the Czech lands goes back more than 100 years. Individual enthusiasts were already promoting the language at the end of the 19th century, and in the 1920s the first clubs and associations started to emerge. In 1921 a World Esperanto Congress was held in Prague, and in the 1930s Czechoslovak radio started airing broadcasts in Esperanto. The Second World War, however, put an end to this development. After a brief renaissance after the war, the movement was once again suppressed and came back to life again in 1969. Petr Hrdle told me about the state of the movement today.
V Čechách je organizací více, právně samostatných samozřejmě.
There are several organizations in the Czech Republic, but the one with the oldest history is the Czech Esperanto Association. This was disbanded in the 1950s, but was re-established in 1969. There's also the Czech Esperanto Youth Association and a few informal clubs. In the past, we were able to tell the number of learners from the attendance figures of official courses. But now most young people are learning online. There are three courses for Czechs available on the internet. Around 1,000 Esperantists are members of organizations, but I cannot estimate how many people speak the language.
Kolik lidí zná Esperanto, nevím.
Petr Hrdle is also co-author of a textbook called Esperanto in 3 months, which has sold several thousand copies. He is also a publisher.
Jsem nakladatelem proti své vůli, protože jako pořadatel kongresu.
I say I'm a publisher against my will. I also organize congresses, and when I need to publish proceedings, it was difficult to publish them in small numbers. So my wife and I decided to start a publishing house. We made our hobby our job. We published our first Esperanto book, and then I went on to publish other things. So far, I've published over 100 books, and almost half of them are connected to Esperanto. Either they are written in that language, or they are Czech translations from Esperanto, or they're textbooks and dictionaries.
České překlady z Esperanta, nebo jsou to učebnice nebo slovníky.
I was surprised to find out that Esperanto has its own fiction, and moreover, there are Czech authors who have contributed with their works to the Global Esperanto Library. Publisher and vice chairman of the Czech Esperanto Association, Petr Hrdle.
Vzniká i u nás, samozřejmě, dokonce máme minimálně dva.
We have original literature, of course. We have at least two world-renowned authors. Namely, Eli Urbanova, who is from Prague and has recently turned 85. She became famous for her poetry and her autobiographical novel, Hetaira Dances, or Hetaira is Dancing, which was a big hit all over the world. Then there's Carol Peach, who wrote many novels in Esperanto, the best known being La Litomyšle Tombejo, The Litomyšle Graveyard. So we do have something to be proud of in this area.
I v této věci se máme čím pochlubit.
11 years ago, the 81st International Congress was held in Prague, which adopted the so-called Prague Manifesto, a set of 7 widely shared principles of the Esperanto movement. Imagining all the people of different nationalities speaking one universal language, I could not resist to ask about pronunciation and its obstacles.
Pro nás Čechy je to velice jednoduché, protože my Češi vlastně tam je pouze.
It's easy for us Czechs because the only sound we don't have is J. In fact, we do have this sound, but we write it differently. For English speakers, it's much more complex, but still less so than for other nations. You can often tell by people's pronunciation where they come from, if they are native speakers of East Slavonic languages or English. But what is important is that different pronunciation does not stand in the way of comprehensibility. People may not have a standard pronunciation, but they understand each other, and that's the main thing. Esperanto is a means of communication and understanding.
A to je to hlavní, protože je to prostředek dorozumění.
The word Esperanto itself means one who hopes. The goal of its initiator, LL Zamenhof, was to create an easy and flexible language as a universal second tongue to foster peace and international understanding. While today English seems to be firmly established as the world's second language, Petr Hrdle says Esperanto opens doors where English would be of little use.
No tak, s tím, že lingua franca je angličtina, bych trochu diskutoval. Lingua franca je angličtina.
I would challenge the statement that English is the global lingua franca. The lingua franca you're talking about is a butchered version of English. But you are right that the world speaks English. But what is the world? For example, in Japan, only businessmen who studied abroad speak English. If you go to Japan or Korea, English is of little use to you. However, Esperantists have one great advantage. There may be few of them, but they are well organized. When I travel anywhere in the world, I contact a local Esperantist. They are all idealists, as it is not something you do for money. So automatically, they are friends. English won't earn you an invitation into a Japanese home. But through Esperanto, I have stayed overnight in so many Japanese households.
Jsem tam přespal, a to protože ti lidé jsou úplně jiní, no.
In the early 1970s, the Czech Esperanto Association had some 2,500 members. Their number has since shrunk to around 900, and the average age is rising. Petr Hrdle, however, is not afraid the community will die out.
Tak to se nebojí, protože mládež není moc početná, to musím přiznat.
No, we're not afraid we'll die out. Our youth is not that numerous, I must admit, because most young people prefer to pursue lucrative careers. That affects all clubs and all hobbies. But they are there and are very proficient linguistically. They meet each other, they start international families where Esperanto is the common language, and they give birth to children who are growing up as native speakers of Esperanto. So we are in no way afraid of extinction.
A podobně. Takže vyhynutí se v žádném případě nebojím.
Mondo,